Family First, Ruth speaking.
Good afternoon, Matthew. Ruth, please.
Yes, Ruth speaking. How can I help you?
Hey, my name is Esther Lambert. My husband is Larry Lambert, and we were in the process of obtaining your agency for his home care needs.
Yes.
I had a few questions, and I know there's some paperwork and things that have to happen, and I mean, I guess I'm a little concerned because I haven't really spoken to anybody about, you know, going through the actual process.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Hold on. Let me just check where we're up to just so I can give you accurate information, okay?
Okay.
Okay, yes. So I do see that there was a caregiver. You spoke to Sarah about it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So what was your question about?
So I did speak to Sarah, and she gave me the number of a person who's interested in the shift for the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
However, like, Larry has a myriad of, I hate to say challenges, but, you know, that comes with his care, and no one has mentioned or asked any questions about his care except some general questions to Miss Maria, which, you know, is coming on as our caregiver. However, no one has talked to me about the process, the medication, you know, the expectations for being here, like none of that stuff. And then I understood that Sarah reached out to our service coordinator, and, you know, I feel like it's moving faster than it should be because, again, I haven't really had a conversation with anybody about my husband. The only conversation I've had is we're trying to get somebody for the weekend.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I do see that I have spoken with you. It was in January 30th,
mm-hmm.
and I had asked you, you know, about all the needs, the hours, and all that, so we can see that we find a suitable aide that can, you know, do these requirements, right?
I know you and I spoke, and it was some general things that you already knew. I guess you had gotten them from Maria.
No, so actually I spoke with you.
I know.
With you about it, right? I got
okay.
all the information from you. I told you that we'll be looking out for an aide, and then once we have an aide, the next step would be to get the authorization.
So
that's what we were talking about.
You feel like you don't need any other information about him or his caretaking or anything?
So I do have, I did ask you about his care, meaning what type of help he would need. I have here, you know, if you'd like, I can read it up to you. It's what you told me that he needs help with.
Okay.
We had spoken about that. You know, that's the first thing that we ask when we try to staff a case, because we need an aide that's suitable, someone that can, you know, follow the requirements and, you know,
right.
do whatever the patient wants them to do and whatever the patient needs help with.
Okay.
So it could be
that.
Yeah, it's just that we had spoken about it.
Okay. So another question I have, what is your backup plan in case the caregiver can't come? Like, do you have a pool of other caregivers? Like, what do you guys do in that event?
Yeah, so we do have other caregivers. You know, if you let us know that you need a new caregiver or you need someone to cover, we can always work on finding someone to fill in.
Okay, so I'm saying if the caregiver calls out and suddenly can't be here.
Oh, you're saying as of that same day?
Yeah.
Let me find out. Okay, give me a moment. It's just that's part of the coordination department that I don't do, so I don't want to give you any inaccurate information. So let me ask about that. Hold on.
Okay.
Okay. Yes, so if the caregiver calls out one day, we can always, you know, we try to staff it, but you live in a pretty easy area, so that shouldn't be a problem. We have lots of caregivers in your area.
Okay. All right. Is there any paperwork or anything, or you just, what happened?
No, so on your end, there's no paperwork. You know, we have all the information that you had given us in the beginning. The only thing that we would need from your end before starting the case is, I mean, it's not really on your end because it's from the insurance, is that we would need the authorization from Keystone. So that's really the only thing that we would need. No paperwork, though.
Okay. So you guys are going to be able to cover the 70 hours?
So let me see what we have there. Is it 70 hours without Maria or with Maria?
With Maria.
With Maria. Okay, so you'd like to do the staffing for the weekend and then Maria the rest of the week? Is that what you're asking about?
Yes,
of course. Yes, that's not a problem.
Okay, so where are we with Maria's status?
So Maria, let me check where we're up to. I believe she's all set. Let me just check. Yeah, so Maria's all set. She's good to go.
Okay. So I can talk to my coordinator and put the authorization in.
Correct. And you can also contact the aide that Sarah told you about and see if
I did contact.
Oh, you did contact. Oh, you're saying that she hasn't responded?
No.
Oh, okay. You might have had a different phone number because I see here that Sarah spoke with her, and she said that that she didn't get a call from you. So, do you want her to reach out to you directly?
Yes, she can reach out to me directly.
Okay, that sounds good. Okay, amazing.
Okay.
So then we're all good to go, right?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Not a problem.
So when would you guys be set to start?
To start? So that depends on the caregiver. Let me just make sure that she's active with us. I believe she is, but, you know, it depends on that. If she would have to get paperwork in, then that would take a bit longer. I'm going to check. Okay, so Carolyn is good. She's good to go. So that means that as soon as you have her start, as soon as she's available to start, you want her to start, she'll be able to start as long as we have the authorization, of course.
Okay. Do you guys provide gloves for your caregivers?
Gloves. Let me see about that. Hold on. Okay, yes, we do provide gloves, hand sanitizer, and face masks. If that's something that you want us to provide, you can just let us know, and we'll ship it to your house.
Okay.
Awesome.
Is there anything else you guys need from me?
No, so that's about it. I guess just reach out to your service coordinator and let them know when you want to start, when you want
okay.
to send the authorization for, so that Maria can start,
okay.
and then we can possibly have the other aide start.
Okay.
And then you can reach out, and then I'll have the aide reach out and just, you know, be on the lookout for a call.
All righty.
Okay. Amazing.
All right. Thank
and if you have any questions, just reach out to me.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome. Have a good one.
Bye-bye.
Bye.